Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is to play an integral role in the implementation of initiatives outlined in the recently launched Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise, MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy. The policy seeks to guide the implementation of strategies to improve the local business climate and reduce some of the impediments which MSMEs encounter in doing business.
We see ourselves as the primary rock on which the policy will be promulgated. There are many initiatives in the policy that we are directly responsible for driving. The policy seeks to address, and does so very eloquently and explicitly, a number of the issues that will enhance the growth of the MSME sector and entrepreneurship.
Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Harold Davis. The JBDC will have primary responsibility for technical training and business development support for MSMEs. Already, the JBDC has embarked on a number of initiatives as a means of creating an enabling business environment for MSMEs.
Like, for instance, in the business environment section of the policy, it speaks about the importance of energy management for MSMEs. And this year in particular, we have had a focus on how it is that we introduce energy management to our small business community, who are detrimentally sometimes affected by the costs of energy and so on. So how to look at alternative energy solutions, how to look at energy efficiency. We have an active program that we have already embarked on.
On the issue of access to finance, the JBDC has been working with some of the financial institutions to develop the right financial product to suit MSMEs. The agency is also working to expand the knowledge of entrepreneurs about the Secure Transaction Act, which will allow different types of collateral to be used for financing.
We're definitely working with the entrepreneurs to prepare them for financing as well, and not only loan financing, but other types of financing, equity financing, perhaps venture capital financing, and so on.
The MSME policy also speaks to cross-cutting issues such as gender sensitiveness in business, youth in business, and persons with disabilities. Mr. Davis says the JBDC has already been undertaking initiatives to address these issues. Training sessions are being held with members of the disabled community, with focus on areas such as bookkeeping and other critical aspects in business operations. There are also programs targeting the youth, presenting entrepreneurship as a viable option for their livelihood.
Even though we see ourselves as the drivers of the policy, a critical mechanism is to make sure that we are the network broker. So wherever the services are, in both public and private sector, that would support the initiatives of the policy, we make sure that we partner with that particular entity, that particular expertise, whether it's a donor agency or whether it is a local entity in the private sector that deals with a particular thing, such that the initiatives in the policy will be carried out.
Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Harold Davis. The JBDC continues to foster business development through its marketing, financial support, business incubation, technical support, and business advisory services offered to MSMEs. With the recent launch of the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise, MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy, the government of Jamaica has placed entrepreneurship and MSME development at the forefront of the country's economic policy agenda. This in an effort to provide the best business climate for MSMEs, helping them to achieve financial success while positioning them to contribute to the Jamaican economy.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Ika is your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire,
Ika.
But you need to travel,
Ika.
Don't change your plan,
Ika.
We will lend a hand,
Ika. If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.